Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 23rd. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckaberry. It's The Takeaway. Dean Clayton, you're on the line from Birmingham, England. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Dean, how many times during the day do you want your hands to turn into, like, big, long, piercing knives?
Not many, unfortunately. I don't think it'd help me with my day job. But if I could sort of create extra copies of myself, that would be really useful.
Dean Clayton.
Get work done quicker.
Dean Clayton is founder of the website UncannyXMen.net, and we are speaking with him because this is an X-Men fan site on the day that the 500th issue of the comic book X-Men is published. And Dean, this is an event. This is a historic event, correct?
Oh, yes. Sure it is. I mean, you know, the X-Men have been around since 1963, you know, and it's obviously going to take quite a long time to reach 500 comic books to be released on a monthly basis.
But this is a storyline about people with fabulous advantages, but they act like they're outcasts. People with superpowers who are actually sort of shunned by the rest of the world. What appeals to you about that storyline?
Well, I think everyone, feels like an outcast, to be honest. You know, whether you're part of a minority, you know, whether it's for religious or sexual preference or anything like that. And it's the fact that people can obviously identify with these people that are persecuted because of what they are.
And do you identify with a particular X-Men?
There's a couple of characters. I mean, I think when someone like myself, who's probably followed the comics for quite a while, you get, you start to appreciate some of the characters that aren't in the comics, you know, month in, month out, some of the sort of the fringe characters. Personally, I think that there's a couple of characters. For instance, there's a character called Jamie Madrox, who's known as Multiple Man.
Multiple Man, you said?
That's correct, yes. Mm-hmm. So the idea being that is if he sort of hits or any kind of sort of physical sort of contact in that kind of way, he creates a duplicate of himself.
And that's the one that you particularly like, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the reasons I like it is the way that he's sort of currently written is on the basis of the fact that each duplicate has a slightly different personality. So, you know, he could be perhaps in some kind of large fight and creates a duplicate of himself to help him, but that duplicate's a pacifist and doesn't want nothing to do with the fight and runs away.
What really impresses me about X-Men is how psychological it is. Even though there's a lot of fighting and battling with the establishment, there's a whole psychological dimension to all the characters. Is that what drives you into this series?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's a sense of belonging to a family. You know, it might not be sort of a biological family, you know, because relatives and what have you, but it's a family of people drawn with coming from the same perspective, have the same sort of issues, and trying to obviously better themselves and hopefully society as well.
Well, Dean Clayton, thanks for joining us. He's the founder of the website UncannyXMen.net. It's an X-Men fan site on the day or the week that the 500th issue of Uncanny X-Men is published. Did you see the movies, the X-Men movies?
I did. I liked all of them, and I'd like to
so
be
you're
Halle
part of their
Berry.
Family.
I'd like to be Halle Berry. I'd like to be Storm. I'd love to control the weather.
Control the weather. And what would you do if you control the weather? Would you be an outcast?
I would keep it sunny on the days I was happy, and boy, would it be storming on the days I wasn't.
That's not outcast. That's more master of the universe, I think.
Well, I'll take that one, too.
Yeah, that's another comment.
I mean, what superpower do you want? You could quickly.
Oh, to vanish. There, I just did it.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.